This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A new report shows that Colorado ranks 16th in the nation in overall child well-being. But there are troubling findings. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Colorado improved on most indicators, such as its teen birth rate and share of children living in high-poverty neighborhoods. In the decade before the pandemic, the poverty rate fell by nearly 30%, one of the largest declines in the nation. But the Annie Casey Foundation report shows the state had the second largest increase for child and teen deaths. There was a substantial increase in its youth suicide rate pre-pandemic. All school-age children in the state can get up to 3 free counseling sessions. Colorado, though, still has a critical shortage of hospital beds for children. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Hundreds of motorists were stranded on a flooded I-70 in Denver last night after a torrential downpour. That section of highway has been under construction for years and is now partially underground. A CDOT spokeswoman says its new drainage system is not yet complete. She also says mud from the construction site may have contributed to the flooding. The highway reopened at about 10 p.m. Another Omicron subvariant has been found in Colorado. According to the state health department, the fast-spreading BA.2.75 was detected in wastewater samples in Larimer and Morgan counties. There are no confirmed cases of the variant in the state. The new variant was first identified in May in India and has been found in the U.S. in low numbers. Some research suggests it can evade immunity from vaccines and previous infections. This is CPR News and KRCC. In Denver today, the high will be 85 degrees with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon.